How about some new brake shoes and socks for your car? Maybe you need a new handle for your water pump. You know, you probably know these are spoof lines, yet what do you really need to know about your wheels in the 21st century? Hi, I'm Steve Ford, the car guy, and each week we speak the real language about car care, ownership tips, trends, and insights about cars with straightforward information and expert interviews, all meant to help you enjoy motoring with confidence. The Car Guy Show, sponsored in part by Steelhead Auto Recycling, Sunday mornings, right here on KTMS.
Okay, it's time to talk wheels. It's the Car Guy Show with automotive consumer tips, industry updates, interviews, and enthusiast news. If you care about cars, this show's for you. Now you're tuned in, so let's get tuned up with your host. Here he is, Steve Ford, the Car Guy.
Hello and welcome to another segment of the Car Guy Show here, coming at you from the broadcast tower of News Talk 990 KTMS and at the speed of light on the World Wide Web at the original Car Guy website, thecarguy.com. We're connecting you to automotive consumer and enthusiast news, insights, and interviews anywhere you're hearing our signal in Santa Barbara and the surrounding communities. In today's program, the topic we're going to put up on the lift takes us in for a close-up view of one of America's most celebrated and iconic vehicles that is about to celebrate its 50th year of continuous production. And while some of you are very likely to know just exactly what American car model turns 50 in 2014, let me tease this topic a bit for those of you who want some hints first. At 9:30 p.m. on the evening of April 16, 1964, the automaker behind this model brought the vehicle out to America on airtime purchased on the three networks of the time to announce that this car was going on sale across the nation the next day. And at that time of the debut, on April 17, 1964, it was projected to sell 100,000 units in its first year alone. As it turned out, the company received 22,000 orders for this car model on its very first day. First year sales exceeded 100,000 units by another 317,000 sold to hit a grand total of 417,000 units in its first year. If you want to talk about a grand entrance for your model unveiling, how about this? 1964 New York World's Fair. If you guessed Ford Mustang, you're right, because when we come back from this break, we're going straight to Detroit to speak with the Ford Motor Company directly about the legendary Ford Mustang on the threshold of its 50th year, with the Ford Motor Company selling it in showrooms in continuous production. That's straight ahead, but first, as we go out to salute our sponsors, stand by for a car tip. You're tuned in to the Car Guy Show here on News Talk 990 KTMS. Thanks for being on board for today's show.
And now, another automotive tip from the car guy, Steve Ford.
As you might imagine, the number one reason that Americans see their doctors is colds, but running a close second is lower back pain. In fact, the national medical bill for back pain is $24 billion a year. Recently, car builders have added bulges at the base of car seats to ease lower back pain for motorists. But ironically, these bulges may be causing more back problems than they're solving. The trouble is that the seats are designed for the way drivers are supposed to sit, not for so many who slide their hips forward to reach the pedals. Back experts suggest opting for cars with adjustable lumbar supports. Another good idea is renting a car model that you're considering buying and taking a long test drive. Spending the money for a one-day seat comfort test is easier to live with than 48 monthly payments. Keeping you comfort-wise, I'm Steve Ford, the Car Guy.
When it comes to keeping your wheels looking like new, the majority of auto glass businesses have state-of-the-art tools and equipment. What is harder to find are the industry-certified craftspeople and the highest levels of service. Tri-County Auto Glass, rock chip repairs or glass replacement with lifetime repair credit, a positive word-of-mouth reputation may bring you in. Courtesy, quality, and that new window glass shine will bring you back. Tri-County Auto Glass, downtown Santa Barbara, 963-6200. That's 963-6200.
In the old-time movies, you used to see an automobile junkyard as a place with rusty old wrecks and big cranes scrapping obsolete machines. Those days were black and white, and today's a world of digital full color. And in the new era of the green car, Steelhead Auto Recycling is at the leading edge of used auto parts. As new and future cars approach 100% recyclability, more than 70% of even older car and truck parts find new life life as they come back in service at Steelhead Auto Recyclers, which means huge savings for you. You'll save on major parts such as engines and transmissions, but you can also repair and refresh your wheels with money-saving body trim and accessory parts from hubcaps to glass, doors, fenders, taillights, and accessories. With a full-service counter and national parts search power and the new self-service section at Steelhead Auto Recycling, you'll save both ways. Plus the security of a full 90-day warranty on all parts. Digital on the web at buyused.net or analog by phone at 683-8557. That's 683-8557. Steelhead Auto Recycling.
Hey, you know about getting the job done right. If you want it done right, do it yourself. Well, that's what car and truck buffs, owners of classics, custom cars, and wise consumers know when they visit Daily Car Bath, Santa Barbara's downtown coin-operated car wash supercenter for more than 40 years. After discovering Daily Car Bath for my own cars, I've returned to give my machines the superior wash and cleaning care that all car buffs appreciate. At Daily Car Bath, you'll find premium hog's hair wash brushes with conditioned soft water and five stalls with foaming high-sudsing auto shampoo that literally floats debris off your vehicle's finish, along with consistent high-pressure washing and available non-acid low-pressure wheel and tire cleaner. And for that special finish, DINI spot-free rinse to help dissolve and eliminate mineral spot and spray wax formulated with clear coat protectant included in the cycle. See why Daily Car Bath is known as the place where customers send their friends. And take it from a fellow car buff. When it comes to the best in car care appearance, you'll find it all at Daily Car Bath. Open 24 hours a day at the corner of Anacapa and Coda Streets. Quality, economy, and that showroom shine.
Auto Parts, may I help you?
Yeah, you stock serpentine belts?
Serpentine? What do you have, a snake under your hood? Parts counter, what's up?
Yeah, I need pads and rotors for an 02 Ford Mustang.
Pads and a distributor rotor? You mean pads and drums?
No, pads and rotors. I think I'll try a few more calls.
Larry's Auto Parts, Phil.
I'm looking for pads and front rotors for an 02 Mustang.
Okay, we stocked the pads. What's your concern on the rotors?
Sounds like the pads have just hit metal.
Well, bring them in and let's measure them. There's a good chance we can machine them for a fresh surface and save you money, too.
Well, yeah. Hey, what about windshield wipers?
Well, we stock wipers and we offer free installation. And in most cases, just the refills without buying the entire blade.
More than auto parts, more than service. Along with a national CarQuest brand. Expertise you experience every visit. Larry's 8-Day Auto Parts, Old Town, Goleta, 964-3545. That's 964-3545.
I'm Larry's Auto Parts owner, Phil Unander. Our team is here to be your solution.
You're tuned in to the Car Guys Show on News Talk 990 KTMS. And when we went out to the break, we told you that today we're going to zoom in for a close-up view of the Ford Mustang and the near approach of its 50th birthday in April of 2014. And where the Pontiac GTO is considered the spark for the muscle car, the Ford Mustang is equally considered the machine that ignited the pony car race. And as we think about the pony car race, we go over to Ford Motor Company in Detroit, Michigan. Our guest coming up is Steve Ling, North American Marketing Manager over the Mustang, a vehicle that has American nostalgia dating back to 1964. And in anticipation of the 2014 50th anniversary for the Ford Mustang, welcome to the Car Guy Show, Steve.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure.
Thanks for taking time out of your day. From Detroit, are you in Dearborn or are you in one of the suburbs beyond Dearborn?
No, I'm in Dearborn, which is the home of Ford, true and true.
I'm going to enjoy reminiscing for a minute back into Detroit, having lived in Michigan. Are you just south of the Henry Ford Museum there in that complex of buildings that, near the, across the street from the Henry Ford, what is that hotel that's there? Are you Oakwood?
Yeah, and the museum complex. You know it well. I am. We actually, Ford is fortunate. We have a wonderful campus.
Yeah.
So we're right together with all the engineers and everyone else who makes the cars possible.
Fantastic. And forgive me for telling you which fence I'd want to jump over to see what's going on. But the little kid in me, when I drive into the Henry Ford Museum, is it Oakwood, I think? You're right there, Oakwood, in that drive.
Correct.
Advanced Technology, I think, is right at the corner. There's a big sign there, right? Advanced
exactly.
Technology or future car technology or something?
Yeah, we have a research and innovation center.
Correct me if I'm wrong. That center where you're at is where really a lot of the car enthusiasts and people who are engineers putting together the best products for Ford Motor Company worldwide. A lot of the ideas come out of that epicenter.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I mean, that's what those guys are there for. It's great because it's a mixture of PhDs and individuals that are, you know, the absolute, the best in their field.
Yes.
And then, you know, the engineers who actually have the responsibility to make it happen now.
Yeah.
And it's only by working in close cooperation with each other that, you know, you can make this all happen.
Well, and as we go to the specific topic of the Ford product line, the Mustang itself, I don't know that any vehicle ever produced, certainly there have been many landmark vehicles, but as the Ford Motor Company celebrates 50 years with the Ford Mustang in 2014, we're talking about a home run that happened half a century ago and still has momentum today. And as you talk about collaborating teams, it includes you obviously in your marketing team. It's not just about selling that sizzle. Emission control requirements, safety, the fiercely competitive marketplace, and we're talking about some very fierce competition. Chevrolet and General Motors with their Camaro, nobody would deny the Chevrolet Camaro's come back with quite a roar as sales numbers go and a great vehicle. But the Ford Motor Company looks at a car that has been continuously produced, and the Camaro shut off production a couple of times along its journey, and the Mustang has been continually produced since 1964. Can you tell us a little bit about facing 2014 from 2013? What would you like to highlight as you look at the products going into 2014? Here we are in 2013. Would you give us a quick overview as the spectrum goes? Because I know it's gone from one basic two-door coupe into a whole product line from the entry level to the thundering performance of the Boss 302.
Well, you know, it's a great question. And, you know, I think the straightforward answer is really comes down to one philosophy, because the way we look at Mustang is like running a marathon versus a sprint. So, you know, I'm not interested in just having a short period where, you know, things look good and then, you know, then you can watch it go downhill quickly.
Right.
And it's because of the fan base that we have. And, you know, the thing that we constantly hear, and I have to tell you, it's such a great motivator to everybody at Ford, is, you know, what they love about Mustang really hasn't changed over the last 49 years.
Yeah.
And it's keeping true to that, but always keeping the car relevant with technology, with its performance, and all of those things, that to me has made it so enduring. And you're right, it's the only car that's been in continuous production, you know, in America for that long.
Right.
And I think it's purely because of, you know, that constant diligence to, you know, we know what we are, stay true to that formula, but always, every year, you know, we're always making changes and improvements to keep Mustang at the top of its game.
And let me point out, while you're building great momentum in 2013, I did note that years ago, even though the original pony car is the Ford Mustang, I think the audience, anybody who can remember the 1970s, and it's not just the Mustang that was hit hard this way, but the impact bumpers and emission control devices really bogged down a lot of vehicles. And of course, remarkably, and maybe not so remarkably, the auto industry, nationally, U.S. brands and internationally, have stepped up in an incredible way with high-performing vehicles that have great safety features and great styling without all the clunkiness of the 70s. But who can forget the Mustang II? And I'm sure you can smirk when you look back on that story of the Mustang II for anybody that would remember the mid-70s. It was when Mustang attempted to go to a sort of a very compact size, and even I think a V6 and a four-cylinder. And I know that's going for history for a moment, but it did go down to a very small, weak power plant. Is that approximately correct for you, Steve?
No, that's spot on. When you look at what happened in the whole industry in the early 70s, remember there was a big oil crisis.
Right.
All the new regulations started coming in,
right.
You know, affecting how the cars had run and the emissions and gasoline and the gas lines and all. So Ford changed and took action, and you're right, the car dramatically changed.
It got offline a bit.
What it had been.
Yeah. You could have. Now, I say that, by the way, not to go back and spend all of our time in history, and I appreciate your patience with me going back even for a moment, but I think the audience would appreciate knowing that could have been enough to derail the Ford Mustang if it went flat. And it's very interesting to think about a person in your place, Steve Ling, and your predecessor's predecessor, probably, people who made a decision to bring it back to the same size platform, which has carried it through to today. And in that platform, I noted with intrigue that selling more than 10,000 units a month to keep that momentum today is really a reflection of a lot of celebration I'm sure teams are having from engineering to marketing, because you brought back the Boss 302 and you're competing in the marketplace with also a base model that has a V6 with 305 horsepower. And to me, I didn't know before we went on, we talked earlier, but I remember I had a 1990 Ford Mustang GT, and I've had GM products, I've had Ford products, I've had European and Asian vehicles. So it's not that I'm 100% Ford, but I've experienced a good time with a 1990 Ford Mustang. And my observation is, I believe that was about a 230 horsepower, or I don't know what the 5-liter 1990 horsepower was by recall, but to think that a V6 could put out more horsepower than my 1990 V8, that I'm certain about.
With today's cars out now, to me it's a testament to the technology of what's really allowed us to do. It's really just that simple. But now, you can have your cake and eat it too when it comes to power and good fuel economy, for that matter.
The base model V6 at the entry level with the Mustang, because I think people might appreciate it if they haven't looked at one or thought about one, what's the basic package if you want to get a base Mustang?
Yeah, for just under $23,000, you can get a V6 Mustang. And, you'll forgive me for not using the word base, but, to me, it's when you can get a car that, as you said, has 305 horsepower, right, 280 foot-pounds of torque,
right,
a great shift in six-speed, that handles and looks like that, it's a great deal. And, in fact, if you want and you want to even track it, we've got, a performance pack you can put on it. So for, less than 25 out the door, you get the underpinnings of a GT with the brakes and the suspension and wheels and tires. So, Mustangs have this tradition of being, fast, fun, and affordable, and
right,
we worked really hard to keep it that way. Because there's a lot of people that, it's really interesting to me now that, I think years ago it used to be, hey, people who got a V6 or somebody who, they aspire to the V8 but maybe couldn't afford it.
Sure.
That's changed.
Yeah.
And now we find so many people that say, I just got to have the V8 and,
yeah,
I want that. I want the sound. I want, and I'm not actually one of those. And we find a lot of people that say, I like the lighter V6. I like the way it handles. I can toss it around a little differently.
A little lighter.
And it serves my needs better.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what's great. And that's why, basically anything you can get on a V8 GT, you can get on a V6 in the same way, in terms of all the, leather and creature comforts and that sort of
sure,
thing.
Sure.
We do it that way purposely.
When I called it a base, I respect what you're saying. You're saying that, it's called, you could call it a base model, but it comes pretty well appointed. I want to respect that and just recap. You have the V6 Premium, and the V6 Premium then would be the one that upgrades it gives you a package of features that almost make it the GT, but there's no GT V6, right? It's just you're getting, if you get the Premium V6 package, you're getting a lot of the benefits of what's on the GT. Did I get that right?
Right.
That's, okay.
And the Premium is just more about, you get leather, a lot of the technology.
Just to let people know what I'm doing, and we're talking with Steve Ling. If you just joined us, I'm Steve Ford, the car guy, with Steve Ling, who is the North American marketing manager for the Ford Mustang here in 2013, looking at 2014 as we end up the show winding down on the future of what will happen in 2014 on the 50th anniversary of the Ford Mustang. I'm very intrigued to think, okay, if I were shopping for a laptop computer or a, appliance or technology, I'd probably want to start with the base, the entry-level unit to find out what am I ramping up to and how high do I want to go. So we've hit the V6 under $25,000. You can get in at, what was that, 22 to get into the starting prices?
Yeah, it's like 22.5.
Okay, so if I'm with you in the showroom, I want to walk over to the next model because I'm not sure when we're going to stop, but I definitely want to see how far I can go. How much power, how much packaging, what am I going to get? So we move up to the GT. That really brings the enthusiast, that's sort of the mid-level then for Ford Mustang today in 2013.
That's right.
Go ahead and tell us, what am I going to get for the GT that makes me want to move up from the V6 if I'm a performance buff?
Yeah, and it's almost entirely around the powertrain.
Okay.
So you get a 420 horsepower, 390 foot-pounds of torque, 5-liter V8. It's kind of the legendary Mustang V8. We actually completely redid it just a couple years ago. And a phenomenal engine. Loved the rev, great power, and then the sound.
Yeah.
And that great
classic
V8 burble sound that so many people got to have.
Yeah, what Harley-Davidson is to motorcycles, Ford Mustang is to dual exhaust and a performance car, right? Okay, and 355 to 1 or 373 to 1. I wanted to ask you if you could give me some 513s in there, positive traction 513s with some wrinkle balls.
Now you're showing your history.
Let's go to Milan Drag Strip, right? But the 373 to 1 rear end shows that you're saying, hey, if you want a quarter mile performer, this vehicle can be like that. You talk about history. That's kind of the classic rear end for the 0 to 60 time, right?
It is. So we start off with a 331, and then you can upgrade to a 355, or you go to that 371. And I know that the last one, the 371, the great axle, that's really the ratio we had in for the Boss.
Okay.
Albeit with the torsion diff and that sort of thing. So it's great. We basically set up that you can make the Mustang the way you want.
And by the way, when you talk about the torsion diff, for everyday motorists out there, you're talking about a particular design of posit traction, limited slip differential. That means when you launch the clutch, or if you're in snow or water, what have you, you're always having both rear wheels turning rather than one rear wheel turning without the limited slip differential. So you're distributing power to two wheels rather than one. Is that a fair demystification?
Yeah, and I think where you really feel it is when you're tracking the car.
Yeah.
Coming out of the turn.
Yeah, you might want to drift it a little bit, but not in city streets with a black and white behind you. Okay, so the GT package, 18-inch wheels, 19-inch wheels, you go up from 17-inch on the V6 model. Can you get 18-inch on a V6?
You can.
Okay.
In fact, we've got a full array of different types of wheels on both cars.
Okay.
That you can move up to, and whether you like them polished or grayed out or even black,
okay.
We've got pretty much something for everyone.
That's fun. And by the way, I just want to be sure it used to be a limited number of models. Now the packaging and the trim levels go across quite a gradation. I can't wait to get to the Boss 302, because anybody who's an enthusiast in the audience will know that harkens back to some very, very fascinating road racing history and a lineage that is a lot to live up to. So I want to learn what you would say. How do we live up to the Boss 302? So we're about there, right? We've hit the GT. We've talked about, just with the limited time we have, a little bit of an overview of that model. The Ford Mustang GT gives you your selection of cool hardware and trim that make it a pretty all-around performance package and a good commuter car with reliability. Obviously, what we couldn't have in the 70s with ultra-high performance vehicles, we can have today as we move up to the Boss 302. This is something that is a daily driver, but also can be a track car. I think that's where the margin shifts, right?
Exactly. And, I have to say, working, doing the Boss was a dream come true for almost everybody on the Mustang team.
Yeah.
It's one of those cars we wanted to do for a long time. But, to be at the real 302, of course, it means that's equivalent of a 5 in liters.
Right.
And we needed the engine that we brought out in 11. In fact, once we got that, we were able to take that a step further. And we actually made a lot of changes in how the engine breathes. In fact, raised the red line another 500 RPM, and that's what's really enabled us to go up to 444 horsepower.
What is that? When you say the red line, pardon me, just in case anybody has the same curiosity, what have we punched the red line up to now? That means the bottom end's not going to blow out in the street below you at red line. Right below red line, you're at what with that 500 RPM?
Right. We now can go up to 7,500 RPM.
That was after the blueprinting and balancing back in the 70s and 80s. Now it's a production, 7,500 RPM.
Right, on a V8. And, that all came from, with the airflow and then, building up and changing a lot of the internal components, so many sodium-filled valve lifters, race-quality bearings and springs.
Sodium-filled valve stems. Describe, as an engineer for a moment, or put on your engineering hat and describe the sodium-filled valve stems, the benefit.
So what they do is when an engine is revving, you've got the valves that are opening and closing. So this is 4 valves per cylinder.
Right.
So 2 open up and let in
intake,
the fresh air, and then correspondingly, then they'll close, and the 2 will open up after you have the explosion inside the cylinder, and 2 open up and let all the exhaust gases go out.
Right.
So when you want to raise the revolutions per minute, make the engine go faster, the more you can do to reduce friction and take weight out of the components that are actually moving, that's how you do it. And that's one of the things, they actually take these valves and they're hollowed out and to reduce weight. But then with the sodium inside, they also help dissipate the heat, because that's the other thing that you have to deal with a high revving engine like this.
Now,
of great race technology built right into your Mustang.
If the valve stem, the core of the valve that's going up and down, looking like an upside down flower with the petals of the flower being the valve itself, the stem going up and down on the cylinder head with sodium filled, if it were solid steel, how would the heat conduct differently than sodium, if sodium is what you filled the valve stem with? What's the sodium advantage? Speed of unloading the heat or resistance to taking on the heat?
Well, it can take the heat, and then in turn, not generate as much heat and make it easier for the engine to cool and for the oil not to get as hot and so forth.
It's interesting for folks that might be able to track with that having sodium in the stem of the valve that's going up and down on the cylinder head is a better material than solid steel for handling the heat and keeping the valve stem from expanding as much. Is that fair to say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what else? Sodium-filled valves. What was the other trick you were saying that high performance?
Well, one of the things that's great is the amount of machining. And then once everything's machined, think about the airflow. We actually basically polish all the internals.
Yeah.
So that we reduce the amount of restriction and speed and, airflow.
Right.
So we're doing everything we can to get a lot of air into the engine, which allows it to, again, part of what allows us to move the rev limiter up.
Yep.
For the engine to produce more power.
Yeah, and that's where we push up to 420 horsepower and 444 horsepower in the Boss 302.
Correct.
So, and then I must note the fuel economy, and for folks that are just thinking about shopping for a car, this is really about a spotlight on one vehicle that I would have to say is one of the icons of American automobile manufacturing and one of the home runs year after year. With the exception of the Mustang, too, Steve. I'll kid you there for a minute. You know, a little dip there. But coming back into 2013, to think that you can have this kind of performance with the 23 miles per gallon combined driving with the automatic transmission, while the manual is estimated at 19 city, 29 highway, and a combined 22 miles per gallon. The GT, here's what I got a kick out of. The GT having 18 mile per gallon city, 25 highway and 20 combined. I promised you that we'd hit something I think the audience would appreciate. I'm looking back to a couple of notes I made that we were going to talk a little bit about the hardware. You allowed me to go into the sodium-filled valve stems for a moment, and I'm sorry. I know that we could get very technical, like an engineering show, but I think the audience needs to know a little bit about why it matters, the hardware. You talked about Mustang, that it's an iconic brand, movies, songs, nostalgia. I wrote American Nostalgia in the 21st Century Technology Combined in One Vehicle, the Ford Mustang. That's why we're spotlighting it. Take us into a wrap-up of the show with what you want the audience to understand, why the Mustang is part of the pulse of American culture, mixed in with a little Carroll Shelby spirit there.
Yeah, with Mustang, you know, what I absolutely love is whether you are somebody like, say, a member of the Mustang Club of America,
you know, just a
great group, very active people who love, basically, they look at Mustang as a lifestyle because they can drive the car every day. They could take it to the track on Sunday. They could take a nice drive up the wine country on Sunday. And there's not too many cars you can do that with that have the pedigree, you know, that Mustang has. And you can be with a lot of like-minded people. But whether you're that much embedded into it or, you know, you just like it because it's a great sporty car that, you know, reflects your personality. What I like about it, when you talk to all those different types of people about what's important to them, it's that this car represents them in a way that they want to be seen because,
sure,
you know, what you see is what you get. It's the genuine thing. It's not trying to be something else.
Yeah.
To me, it's kind of like the best of being American. You know, it's, you know, we're all about, you know, freedom and independence. And again, I know this sounds like marketing speak,
but
it's really interesting when you talk to people and they tell you, you know, geez, why did you buy this versus that?
Yeah.
Or what does this thing represent versus that?
Right.
You hear these same words every time. And, you know, it's things like, you know, talking to Carroll Shelby, who was just, you know, a great mentor and a wonderful person, you know, involved with Mustang history.
But sure,
Carroll just had that quality about him that, you know, he was always trying to push and go more, go faster, go beyond what you think you could do. And
clearly,
I think that's why he was so successful with Mustang, not just because of the product and the hardware and being a hot rodder himself and all that, but because it was such a good match between what he saw as kind of the ultimate sports car, race car, and what Mustang meant to people. And, you know, therefore, he never had to explain it to people. They got it instantly.
Yeah.
And he said that a couple of times, and, you know, that's when, to me, the light bulb really went off and why that relationship was so darn enduring, because we sold cars together really well because the brand was, the two brands were complementary.
Yeah.
And I think that's why one of the reasons Mustang's been so enduring all these years.
Absolutely. Gosh, Carroll Shelby, the spirit that carries on, I'm sure, in the corridors and office meetings and what have you, and conference rooms, when you talk about capturing that and keeping it going, I'm sure that's what he would only hope for and expect. But as we look to 2014, very briefly, if you would, any highlights about what we're going to see in the 50th anniversary in 2014?
Absolutely. In fact, there's going to be many parties, but two that I would call out is
in concert with the Mustang Club of America,
yeah.
they're planning two national events on the birthday in April, which is going to be that weekend right before Easter. One in Las Vegas and one in Charlotte, North Carolina. And they're just going to be an absolute celebration of, you know what this brand has meant. And what I love about it is it's not just for automotive geeks. And we're going to have a lot of fun with, you know, looking at, you know, Mustang in the movies, Mustang in songs, with, you know, people being able to not only tell their stories, but actually go do some things so that they can go and drive their cars in great places at the at these two tracks. As well as, if you want to go drag racing, it'll have it. You want to take some excursions, they'll have it.
Is there a website you might hit us with?
MustangClubOfAmerica.com. If you go on there, it's right on the first page when you get there, and all sorts of details about when and where and how can you get involved.
Fantastic. And I want the audience to know that even though we're spotlighting the Mustang here today, we'll talk about Camaro ahead, because that's a dirty word in the hallways of Ford. I'm kidding. I'll say that. Not a dirty word. You probably, without Camaro, there wouldn't be that competition. And, of course, Challenger. And today we have some Asian and European competitors, but Ford continues to be proud of an iconic vehicle for the United States, and that's the Ford Mustang. Steve Ling, North American Marketing Manager for Ford Motor Company, thank you for your time.
My pleasure.
And thank all of you for joining us for this segment of The World of Wheels. And this brings us to the close of another visit with all of you here on The Car Guy Show. Join us here again next week for another segment from the Coastal Riviera, right here in Santa Barbara, on News Talk 990 KTMS and the original Car Guy website at thecarguy.com. Keeping you car wise, I'm Steve Ford, The Car Guy.
Volunteer or donate to Big Brothers Big Sisters. We need bigs, especially men. Start something. If you're a former big, start something again at BigBrothersBigSisters.org.